Hey Decker, this is Vince Neil. Hey, I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian mom, Ethan and Blake. So keep on rocking, shout the devil, and do some feel good stuff at four in big old 4-0, you man. All right, see you later. Big old 4-0, you man.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I'd probably just run around to ex-girlfriend right. houses, like stealing their bras and poking them in the ass. Just like, or go to tickle my twin brother's balls. Like,
I see me running you around. As a mischievous ghost.
Just like flicking my ex-girlfriend's nipple, like, dink, dink. I know you hate that.
He probably hasn't come back yet in another life.
There's a window that people have to go through a hole. You have to be vetted. You've got to go get the permits.
That's right, Chrissy. With the coronavirus, they're short-staffed in the reincarnation department. They're trying to put new skin together as quick as possible. It's not easy to find a baby body to inhibit. You know what I'm saying?
And 2012 into world prophecies to getting along better with your life and your personal relationships.
Getting along better with your life.
I've always wanted tips and tricks for getting along better with my life.
You know, there's one part of me that I really don't like, and it's my life.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. This is my mistress, Chrissy Hoadley. I'm Brian Green, and best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break.
Wee!
I read the most disturbing story last night right before I went to bed. That's a story.
That's always a good...
Science article. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's always a good thing to do.
Right before bed, so then you dream about it.
That's right. Remember when we were a kid and they had that, like, scary stories to tell in the dark?
Yes.
Remember that book?
Yes.
That series of books?
Uh-huh.
And those things just, like, gave me nightmares to no end. I remember I had one nightmare over and over again about, like, some monster wolves or something, and they were taking me away. And
yeah.
I just was like a little kid, and I was so disturbed by this.
Why was
image.
That a good idea?
I don't know,
for this
but
book series.
It was wildly popular.
I know,
everyone
I
read
it.
And then mm-hmm. you'd read it like sleepovers when you were real young.
Well,
like
right, under the
nine.
Blanket.
Yeah, you'd be like, let's read the one about the skeleton or the face dripping off. It's like, they were so highly disturbing. No wonder our generation is just fucked. Because that's the kind of reading materials our parents would give us.
Yeah.
Here, watch this guy's face fell off right before you go to bed, 4-year-old. It's so crazy. But then last night, now I'm an adult, and there's different kind of things that scare me. And generally, I'm not really scared of death as a thing. It doesn't scare me. I feel like I, you know.
It's going to happen at some point.
Everyone's going to do it. It's mm-hmm. a process. It's just part of living is eventually dying. And I guess that's what gives life some value in at all
yes.
is the fact that we won't be here forever.
Right.
We got to make the most of it. That's why we start shitty little commercial break podcasts.
Right.
I'm making the most of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, I'm making the most of it. I'm making you proud. Look at my pizzle.
She's seen your pizzle.
She's seen my pizzle. She was the first one to see my pizzle, probably. I don't even think my dad was in the room. I don't even think they did that. I don't think dads even showed up for the birth at that time. I think they, like, hung out and watched baseball.
And smoked cigars and drank martinis.
I don't even think it was that formal. I think they just, I mean, if you look at episodes of Mad Men, then yes,
right.
The men were out.
I feel like
know.
Sopranos had something about that, too, when somebody was giving birth.
Yeah.
They were all toasting and smoking cigars.
Yeah, I think my dad was probably just, you know, listening to the Cubs game, waiting for the phone call. Great, congratulations. I'll be there later. Cubs are up 2-1. Be there later. So I don't generally think of death as a thing that I'm scared of. However, that's because I'm generally not thinking about death.
Correct, yeah.
In any detail.
Right.
I do a lot of meditation. I believe what I believe. I think what I think. You know, I have thoughts about death and what happens afterwards or what happens during or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all pretty, it's all pretty magical thinking. Like
yes,
a lot of this
I
stuff
like
is.
To, yeah. yeah, I like to think that.
I'm
too.
A magical thinker, right? I'm on board. Like if you see a bunch of hippies in the woods, you know, eating the sun for lunch, that's like what I would do on my weekend off, and then I'll make fun of it here on the show.
Right.
But really, I'll go do it. So I read this article about how some scientists do a 10-year, decade-long study on death, on the process of death,
the actual
process of dying.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to have the shit scared out of you? As if
sure.
we were this is like, as adults, this should
that's
be the scary stories
of,
we tell each
yeah.
other, right? What they find is they ordered like, you know, thousands of pigs that were going to be slaughtered. And they order these pigs and then they slaughter them themselves. And then they immediately look at the brain activity.
Okay.
So they'll like slaughter them and throw them in an MRI, like immediately, right? You know, milliseconds afterwards, they're studying
what
their
a
brain.
Study.
Yeah, right. And then they also took some anecdotal information from people who had been dead on the table for minutes at a time.
You hear about that.
Yeah, you hear about that. Here's the scariest shit you're ever going to hear. Your brain, I think we think of like, you close your eyes, you go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
that's it. You're dead, right? Heart stops, you're dead.
Right.
That's not, in fact, what happens.
Okay.
What they have found is, at least with these pigs and some anecdotal information that they have, because, you know, you can't, it's not ethical to, like, kill a human and throw them in an MRI
sure,
machine.
Sure, yeah, not that we know of.
Not under this current administration, anyway.
Right.
So, 22 seconds, on average, 22 seconds. After you're clinically dead mm-hmm. is how long your brain continues to activate in areas that are considered the areas where consciousness comes from.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me, actually. It's not like a plug. Plug it out the wall and everything's shut down.
Well,
there's still things. Your blood is still coursing through your body and the brain.
But the thought of 22.
It could be 22 magical seconds.
Okay, you ready? You ready? I'm probably about to lose everybody on this podcast right now.
Okay.
You ready? Stop talking. Still going.
Okay, we can't do that to
Hold
our
on.
Listeners.
Hold on. Hold on. I want to illustrate.
Second.
Hold on. That's it. That's 22 fucking seconds. That is a long time. We couldn't even keep our mouths shut for 22 seconds. We felt a compulsion to say something because
yes.
22 seconds of silence and nothingness is a lot.
Yeah.
But that is what happens. You are recognizing that you're probably dying
okay.
for those 22 seconds.
Yeah.
Doesn't that scare the shit out of you?
No, I'm going to choose to go the magical route.
Oh, my God.
I think it's like I'm running through fields of joy and... And butterflies are flying around, and that's what my brain's thinking.
Oh, my God, you just don't get it.
God, help me, stupid!
You believe yours? I believe mine.
I could not get this thought out of my head.
I'm more scared of the venomous, crazy big spider.
Why? And why are you afraid of the venomous spider?
Well, it's deadly.
There you go. See, it's going to cause death. You're like, there's, and then you're going to know for 22 seconds that venomous spider is what did you fucking in. You're going to be like, you shithead spider. I just have this thought, this notion. I don't think it's like, I never thought I was like unplugging, right? Like turn on, turn
yes.
off. That's never what I thought. I knew it was a process.
Right.
Right. But I was hoping that I didn't have to recognize that I in fact was dead for 22 additional seconds. I thought maybe I could just go softly into the night and then I just fall asleep. That's
okay.
it. Now, of course, they're not talking to the pigs. They don't
right.
know. Like the pigs don't know. they can't say anything like but I just find that to be a little bit disturbing. You know what makes me gives me comfort though, Hodley?
What's that?
What gives me comfort is that there are people that can communicate with the dead.
Oh, yes, there are.
That long after I'm gone, there are people, magical people.
There you go.
People who have special
talents.
No
need to
talent.
Worry about death.
It makes me feel a little bit better to know that mm-hmm. it's possible. The first thing you do when I die, 22 seconds after I die. So 22 seconds after I die, what you do is I want you to communicate immediately. Pick up the phone and call Teresa Caputo's people.
Oh, I will. I'm on it.
Because I'm going to... What's a word that
would you, if you were a spirit, would you go haunt a house?
Yeah, just for shits or giggles. Yeah. Like if I was stuck in some like you know, middle world, yeah, I'd be like one of those guys on Ghost Hunters. Yes. Big fucker. I'd like move, you know, throw the beer bottle across the room or something. Right. If I could throw the beer bottle across the room.
Wasn't there one of those that we analyzed and the ghost was being handsy?
Like, yeah, the ghost was touching people. Yeah. That's right. I felt someone touched my ass.
Butt. Yeah,
yeah, you pinched a butt. Some girl was like, I felt someone rub my ass. It's like that would be yeah, that Brian would the be... ghost. Brian the friendly ghost. Hack, hack. Tune in Tokyo. I'd probably just run around to ex-girlfriend right. houses, like stealing their bras and poking them in the ass. Just like, or go to tickle my twin brother's balls. Like,
I picture see me you as a, like, as a mischievous ghost.
Just like flicking my ex-girlfriend's nipple, like, dink, dink. I know you hate that. Or maybe give a helping hand when someone's making love, you know, just get in there and just
an
be like,
hand.
You gotta rub the clitoris, rub it left, rub it right, rub it harder, softer. I can just give a helping hand.
Yeah.
And then I'll be Brian the
mischievous.
I'll be Brian the horny ghost. I'll just run around. Helping men pleasure their women.
Maybe you and Frankie could team up.
That's right. You get the bottom, I get the top. This is going to be awesome now that I think about it. The first thing that you have to do is you have to communicate with Teresa Caputo. And I'm going to give you a secret word right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let me press mute and I'm going to give you the word. So she can't ever do research on this.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. So now you got the word. I press mute. Yeah, you've got the word. You know what the word is. So I want you to go straight to one of these psychics and say, Brian told me this word. And if you can, like, if you can communicate with Brian, get this word out of him.
The secret.
Then you'll know it's real. Mm-hmm. That's right. But I mean,
like
it's clearly real. There's so much proof that what Teresa Caputo and the like are doing is real and authentic. There's so much proof out there.
Okay.
I thought I'd bring a little to the.
There is.
Yes. I think so. Well, I guess it depends on how.
We'll take a look.
I have been digging deep into the annals of the internet.
As you do.
As I do. And I have found some psychics who clearly are not on top of their game.
No,
but
you don't say.
Every psychic has a, you know, sometimes we record podcasts and we throw them in the trash.
Right. Yeah, they weren't on their game. Right? Yeah, they just
who knows, this might be one
in.
Of them. Yeah. Chrissy's still angry about the 22 seconds I made everybody wait. I'm trying to illustrate. But okay, ready? Let's warm up to Teresa Caputo because Teresa's like the big dog of all psychics.
She is.
Probably the most well-known alive and still doing her thing. I don't know if she still has a television show, actually.
God, when she dies, I wonder what she's going to do.
Probably
what kind of ghost she will.
She's probably going to... She's going to look for Brian the horny ghost. Hey, Brian! You want to fuck my ghost body?
My body.
Frank, I'll be like, meet Frankie B. look at my invisible body. I don't know. Well, clearly she's full of shit. So she's going to do nothing. There's going to do nothing. I'm not saying that the ghosts don't exist. I'm not saying that spirits are afterlife. Couldn't possibly, I suppose, in some realm be there. Do you believe in that? I think I've asked this question before.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think maybe our brains can't even comprehend other dimensions.
We can't
time
see
and
them.
Space.
Yeah, we don't have the eyeballs
you know,
to see them.
I think maybe we just don't even have the capacity to understand. I think it's possible.
Yeah.
Anything's possible.
I agree with you. I mean, Maury Povich is still on.
If
clearly
grow,
our brains are in their
if
infancy.
We can grow this podcast, literally... Anything is possible.
I suppose that's true. If we can get 2 million downloads on this podcast, I suppose anything's possible,
ghosts
Chrissy.
Are absolutely possible.
Ghosts are probably downloading this podcast. People are like, who's downloading that podcast? I know there's somebody at Spotify going, this just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Look into these guys.
The meter's broken.
Yeah. Find out that, like, devices from dead people are downloading our phone. Interesting.
They're registering to vote and listening to our podcast.
That's true. Most of our traffic comes from Detroit and Fulton County. So I took a look at some psychics I propped up here today. I've got on the old computer Mador here. I've got some psychics that are not having the best of days.
Okay.
But,
well,
you know,
everybody has a bad day.
Yeah. But I thought I'd share a couple of them.
Okay.
You. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. The first is, oh, no, I want to do this one. Okay. I don't know what this lady's name is, but I have seen her before in other television shows. Now, this is a super grainy. You can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. We put out clips every single day of the week. I'll put this out as a clip. It doesn't drop at the same time the podcast does, so you may have to wait a day or two for this clip to come out, but you can actually see the visuals if you go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe and like if you will. Dead or alive, we'd like you to subscribe.
Yes. Exactly. We'll take it either
we'll
way.
Take anything you can. Yeah.
Any help we can get.
Yeah. Maybe we could inch that 1400 up to 1500. Hey, TCB family, it's me, and it's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. Chrissy and I are looking for a couple of guys, a couple of girls, a couple of whatevers to come on air and play a dating game with us. If you're a swinging single or your partner allows you to do this type of thing, please let us know. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, and the word Y-O-Y-O. Let us know you're interested in playing our dating game, and we'll reach out and set it up. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. All of the audio and all of the video of every episode is right there at tcbpodcast.com. A one-stop shop, if you will. You can also connect with us on our socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram, where we create content you can't find anywhere else, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, where we also create clips of the show every single day of the week and content you will not find anywhere else, like TCB in the Studio, where we take a topic and we opine for 5 to 10 minutes. And if there's anything that you probably want more of, it's my voice. Please use our sponsor's specialized URLs and codes if you're ever in the market for their products and services. It helps us out by letting our sponsors know we're doing our job. And thank you so much to all of you who have left a review on Apple and CastBox and Podbean, all the other podcast players. If you haven't had an opportunity to do so yet, if you could take 1 minute out of your day and leave us a rating and or a review on your favorite podcast player, that's the best way to help TCB get to new audiences. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So this is a lady I have seen before on other television shows.
Okay.
But this is a super grainy, like, home video type thing. Clearly, they're recording this for maybe promotional purposes. It's just like a home with some people in it. You see?
Yeah,
it's like
everybody's lined up.
Well, they have like, they're sitting on
house?
Folding chairs. I don't know if it's a house or recreational center.
Well, I was going to say it looks like a firehouse building. Yeah, I don't know. Firemen don't go.
It's a nice rug, though.
It is a nice rug.
Yeah, it's the same rug. Blues. It's the same litter box that I have here at my house. That's a nice rug. Can I shit on that? Do you mind if I poop on that? Imagine if I walked into somebody's house. It's like, bro, where'd you get it? Yeah, because I need a place to shit.
I've got to go to the bathroom badly.
Okay, ready? Let's listen to this. Let's listen to this lady as she works her psychic magic on the room. Oh, sorry.
A question.
Here.
That
let me rewind it a little bit. Here we go.
A question that it's very important to me about my song. I've written the song, and I want more than anything else this one wish for this my song, because I sang it for my dad before, just a week before he passed on.
Oh my God, this sounds like so many people I grew up with. This is my dad a week before he passed on. He's in such a Chicago accent. This is clearly filmed in the Midwest.
Is she the psychic? Or no, she's not the she's psychic. She's the person asking.
And I don't get why she started with the song. I'm not really sure, but the psychic plays along
here. It was important to her.
I think she thinks she's like on, you know, America's Got Talent, even though this was filmed in 1982. I think she thinks this is like an audition for something, but the psychic jumps in here.
And he liked it, and he said he was going to be listening for it. And he didn't know he was going to pass the next week, and I didn't. And the song...
He found out, and then 22 seconds later is when he actually died.
I'm going to die! 22 seconds is all I got! But then you can't say that, can you?
No.
It's like it was meant to be... Just meant to be written, and I want to know
the guy that's is holding the microphone.
Yeah, Chris Cornell.
I was gonna say, is he like the '96 rock PA from the '80s?
You got to see the visuals on this, but it's a lady and she's just tall, skinny with red hair—the kind of red hair that you only get by going to the old lady hair salon where they make they just dye your hair red because
she's
that's
on a
the
blouse.
Only color that gray will take. She's gone on a fantastic flowery blouse.
And then the guy, got a ponytail. He's got to be in his early 20s, and he's got some kind of rock t-shirt
on. He's straight out of the movie Singles.
Yeah. True for it. Am I ever going to get anywhere with it to have it recorded by anybody where it's going to be played on the radio?
What am I, a record executive? Sit down and shut up. I'm here to tell people about their loved ones. Who? I see somebody with a leg. Who's got a leg? Who had a family member with a leg? Care about your fucking song.
Not until he learns a certain lesson. He has to own up to some of the things he's done.
Is she drunk?
Okay, so yeah, here we go. We dive right into the bullshit right away. So, get this. Lady stands up, gives this long, convoluted thing about how her dad passed and no one had any idea. Of course, she had no idea. No one knows when they're going to die, right? So this lady, my dad passed. Yeah, I wrote this song for him. I want to know if it's ever going to be a hit single. That's right. What she wants to know. And this other lady goes, not until he learns a lesson. It's like, what? Huh? I got to learn a lesson? You got to learn a lesson. No one gets anywhere for free, kid. Spread them now. Ass, grass, or gas. No one rides for free.
My father? Oh, I don't understand what you mean.
No one does.
Well, I mean, he passed away. He was a very good man.
Well, reincarnation.
Now, how does that affect my song?
How does that affect my song?
How does that affect my future royalties? I've got my manager here with me. Will that be in my contract?
Yeah, she seems very confused.
Everyone's very confused. Yes.
Look at that guy, too. His face. He's like, let's see what happens next.
That's the best thing that's ever happened at 96 Rock.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
I was wondering, because I wrote the song and I sang it for him, but is there any hope for my song is anybody going to ever record it nationwide that it's going to be heard on the radio?
Oh my gosh. That is quite the request.
Okay. The dude from, you know, 92.6 Dick in Minneapolis should immediately go, yes, we will play your song, yeah. I promise you, on our morning
give
show.
Give me the disc.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I got a great place for you to play that song. It's called The Commercial Break. You're going to be a hit, kid. You're going to be a star. Somebody throws in funny interjections in this.
And he probably, when did he die?
A year ago, November.
He probably hasn't come back yet in another life.
There's a window.
That people have to go through a hole. You have to be vetted. You've got to go get the permits.
That's right, Chrissy. With the coronavirus, they're short-staffed in the reincarnation department. They're trying to put new skin together as quick as possible. It's not easy to find a baby body to inhibit. You know what I'm saying? He could come back as a toad, though, and possibly sing your song. Let me give you Ribbit! Ribbit!
Oh, my God.
This lady, she's first
wow.
of all.
Wow.
Someone's been giving her some pain medication.
Yeah.
She looks out of
it. She's drunk or on something.
Oh, my God.
I don't think she's wondering about her song. She wrote a song, and she wants to know if it's going to get recognition.
You have to get out there.
You'll have to get it out there.
You have to get it out there like my dentures.
Their dentures are falling out.
You have to get it out there. Mail it into all the, send it via mail to all the big record companies in Hollywood.
Oh,
it might
God.
Be a little past your prime.
Yeah.
I've got a tour coming up you can open for me.
Doors.
Oh, I am. It's all the doors are closed. You can't find anybody to you can't find anybody who will if they don't know me. There's no one who will.
Well, I'm sorry, Gene. What do you want from me? I'm just an old lady who pretends to listen to dead people. I'm sorry, I don't know if you read the poster walking in, but this isn't about you.
She thinks this is an audition for American Idol. This is the funniest thing to me. I watched this three times. I just can't get over it. Everyone's confused.
Yes.
The host is, I think he is like a host of a show.
Okay.
Because you can see
he
in the background.
He looks professional.
Yeah, it's like meet Mark Candela or whatever, right? And then she walks in looking to sing her song. And the psychic who's 107 with her dentures falling out. It's like,
I don't think he's been reincarnated yet.
Who?
I don't know. Wrong conference. I'm talking to someone that's dead. I'm sorry. I'm getting the confused. I got two conversations going on right now.
Do anything to help.
Did you tell her about Joe?
What?
I'm Joe? Sorry?
Why don't you tell her about Joe? We know of someone that could possibly help you.
Joe.
Unfortunately, he died in 1963. He's been dead for a long time, but for the low, low price of $7,000, I might be able to hook up a conversation with the two of you. He's still got a lot of connections in Hollywood. Unfortunately, they're all dead also, but we'll figure something out.
Tell her about Joe.
Have you told her about Mark? Mark's got cataracts. But he's got a real ear for this kind of shit. Call me on my personal.
She says she knows someone that can possibly help you with your song.
Oh, well, I'd like to know about that.
My husband can tell you.
You can?
Everybody, this...
You can? This is
my lucky day.
Thank God I came to this weird room with a rug.
Thank God I came to this storm shelter to see this lady. I had no idea who she was. I thought the television crew was there for me.
You know, it's the last door you knock on sometimes.
Sometimes it's... With these two ladies, it looks like literally the last door they might be knocking on.
Psychic Tina's husband, Willie, everybody.
Psychic Tina. Oh.
Oh, there's Willie.
Oh, my God. He looks like...
Oh, there he
looks like... Oh, and... Wait, he looks like that cult leader guy that said the aliens were going to come to Earth, and they did the Nikes. They bought all Nike shoes.
Oh, the SpongeBob cult or whatever it was. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. The cult in Los Angeles where everyone died.
That was going to come on the comet.
He was going to come on the comet. Haley Bop or whatever it was called. Haley Bop. Yeah.
I think there's a HBO special about him. That guy looks similar.
The guy. Yeah. I'd like you to meet my husband. Everybody take a sip of the Kool-Aid now. What I'm doing is I'm ensuring my work for years to come.
I'll be talking to you all soon.
I got to stuff them to the Middle Earth with a bunch of people as we're running low.
I'll ask Tina a question too. I wonder, will I ever become rich?
Will your husband ever become rich, Tina?
Not if I have anything to say about it. The husband is like 30 years younger than she is. He's riding her coattails, man. This is a sugar papa right here. I see what's going on.
So blessed. I really do. So, I mean, it's not just
very soon.
I want to ask Tito a question. I want to know if she's ever going to find out about my lover, Steven.
Does she know?
Oh, you mean Joe. Joe.
Joe.
Tell him about Joe, the guy who's always at the house cutting the bushes and singing the songs. He gives you the shower because you can't reach your back. You know the one.
Very soon. Good. I'm going to remain his friend then.
And is it going to be safe for me to go home with you tonight? Yes.
Now, what's it like to be married?
Is it?
No, seriously. You drive like a devil. Every time your dentures fall out, you just reach to the floor. Oh, I love this lady.
To a psychic. Is that weird? Does that freak you out?
Number one, okay, this is 27 years later. You don't get away with anything. And I keep telling her, turn your mind off. Stop thinking, right? You can't surprise her.
That sounds like Daffy Duck. I keep telling her, turn that mind off right now. Suckering, suck it down.
You can't get away with anything.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, we will go through the rest of this video at some point, but there's other things that I think I think. This video is like, I don't know, it's like 10 minutes long, but it gets better. But there are better things to come. Settle down, we'll get back to it. This is not the last time we're going to get to it. Now I'd like to, this is a psychic that went on a local television station to promote some psychic event he was going to
the
be
the weather guy?
No, not the weather guy. You'll see him. He's coming up.
It's showing the weather guy.
It's going to be cold and rainy.
7 days away.
7 days away. I've been talking to our last weatherman, Rich Richardson. He died about 6 years ago. He says it's going to be raining. It's the psychic weather with Bob Oberson.
Weather is kind of a psychic thing, right?
They never fucking get it right. Not even the Weather Channel, whose sole responsibility is to show you advertisements every 3 seconds and give you the weather and clickbait all those fucking videos.
Right.
You know.
Oh, I know those videos. Know. They get me.
Amazing man lifts 3,000-pound car off baby. And then you watch it, and it's like he's got a tow truck, and he pushes it up, and the baby wasn't even near the truck. It's like, what?
So true.
World's largest crocodile eats woman. Then it's like the crocodile eating a plastic doll. Yeah. This plastic doll had an unfortunate incident with the crocodile.
I know.
It's such
so
clickbait.
True.
And it's all so negative, right? And the Weather Channel, You can do a lot of research about the Weather Channel, but it's owned by basically a bunch of fucking morons who believe that we should have to pay for the weather information that normally is just free because we pay taxes and, you know, NOAA, the, you know, National Oceanic or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But these guys make a ton of money out of it. Now, the Weather Channel is a local Atlanta station, and mm-hmm. I know they do a lot of good. They warn people about deadly weather, and they make sure that you got the information as quick as possible.
Yeah.
But they never.
Watson.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, with IBM Watson. But the truth is. Yeah, they can get tornado right, or they see a hurricane coming and they get people out of the way. But even then, they never get it right. There's going to be 64 feet of flooding in Atlanta today. It's sunny and 79 degrees outside. It's like, I've had this river flood thing on my app. It's like blinking
too,
red. Yes. Warning, flooding. Meanwhile, it's like I don't even see a cloud. I wish they would have to like tell you they're sorry after they get it wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry about yesterday's weather.
It seemed like that was what was going to happen.
And when they say AccuView weather, they should have an accuracy meter. Like how many times do they actually get it
like
right?
Like the politics meter, like fact checking. Meter?
Yeah. I guarantee they get it right less than half the time, at least. Okay. Well, anyway, this is a local news station somewhere.
Thank you very much, Gary. We're joined now by Walter Rice, one of the folks behind the New Earth Holistic Festival. It's happening this weekend.
Oh, this sounds
right
up my
alley. The New Earth Holistic Festival.
Let me translate for those who may not be aware.
Lots of crystals.
Yeah, this means lots of crystals. And saggy boobies and
sage
mushroom tea.
Yes.
3 days of getting high and shuffing off responsibilities.
Yes, that's correct. What the new networking.
Yes.
Quote unquote.
That's right. Taking me time. Connecting with the heavens. I've got my
eating
moon
sunshine
cycle.
For lunch.
That's right. Eating sunshine for lunch. I'm in my moon cycle. By the way, all stuff that I'll believe as soon as I turn off these microphones.
Psychics, healers, and vendors from around the nation at the Tom Bevel Center at UAH tomorrow and Sunday. Thank you very much, Walter, for being with us this morning. Tell us a little bit more about what will be available to folks who come this weekend.
Well, we have a whole variety of things. We have a wide selection.
We have a whole variety of things. We have ayahuasca, mushrooms, PCP, crystal meth. Me and with spouting bullshit while
coloring
you're high.
Books, bubble blowing machines.
Bubble blowing machines is a popular one. I don't know if you've ever been into our moon charged rocks. They're charged with the moon. That gives you extra special superpower heroes when you're on your period. That's right. For the women out there.
If you have an ailment, you can just stick the rock on that hurt.
That's right.
The joint. Yeah.
This is mud. This is mud from the Jupiter cycle. This is called Jupiter mud. And if you put Jupiter, if you have a raging case of the herps, you can put that right on your vag and it just soaks all that herps away.
Yeah,
I don't know
it
how
extracts
it works.
It.
That's right. It's something about science. I have a whole pamphlet on it if you want to do it. And then I don't know if you've ever had an eye infection. What I've got here is I've got goat urine in infused with a little bit of sage, Christy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's, and you just, I've heard that.
Just wash your eye. And you can drink a little bit if you want to get the coronavirus away. And it works wonderfully. We have 32 studies, not blind studies, not actually studying anything, really, with just 32 individuals who told us it worked wonderful, but the smell didn't go away for a couple days. But this is the price that we pay. And you'll learn more about it at the new Whole Earth Psychic Holistic
Festival.
Yes, Crunchy Granola Festival this weekend in my dad's backyard. $350 a day.
In the books, we have a variety of different types of psychics, from tarot readers to palmist to an intuitive reader, which doesn't use any type of tools.
It's just based on intuition.
Just,
intuitive reader.
I don't know if you got it from the name.
He doesn't use any tools.
That's right, Chrissy.
No schooling, no training, nothing. He's all intuition all the time.
Yeah, he just uses his gut. No hammers, no nails, no screws, no nothing. This is amazing technology. No goat piss, nada. He doesn't do any of that.
He doesn't need it.
No tarot cards, nothing. That's what he called it. He called it tarot cards. This guy's on top of his game. No tarot cards, no sage. Burn some sage around the house. You said sage? I'm sorry. I'm using my intuition this whole time.
Have natural healers, reflexology that works on your feet, energy balancing, which kind of works on all aspects of your life.
We have feet healers, and we have balance healers, which use more bullshit than the feet healers, but it all balances out. That's why we call them balance healers.
Balance healers.
Yes, we take a little bit of science and a lot of bullshit. It all balances itself out after a while. It really takes some Advil before you come. You're going to feel so much better. If you got some aches and pains, take 4 Advil. Come down to the festival. We'll make you feel better.
We have a whole variety of free lectures, everything from
Hold on, wait. I'm getting a message from the heavens. They're telling me that you can get an autographed copy of my book at the New Earth Holistic Crunchy Granola Sunshine Moon Festival for $29.95. I will write an inscription straight to you. This is first edition. First edition. It was written 10 years ago. We're still on the first edition.
Right.
I've got a garage full of these fucking books. Help me get rid of them. It's at my dad's backyard.
Calls and 2012 into world prophecies to getting along better with your life and your personal relationships.
Getting along better with your life. I hate you.
I've always wanted tips and tricks for getting along better with my life.
You know, there's one part of me that I really don't like, and it's my life.
Right, if you could change anything about yourself, what would it be?
My life.
That
so
pesky,
argumentative.
That pesky
yeah.
life.
That pesky life. I just can't get along with it.
Attached
yeah.
to me.
I can't seem to. We just can't seem eye to eye. We don't see eye to eye. What can I say? I want a divorce. I want a divorce. I hear it takes 22 seconds. Let's get this over with.
The Light of Christ Center, one of the local churches, is going to give a couple of topics and is also going to be set up there. It's just
the light of Christ.
It's a great experience for people who've never done anything like this to get the whole gamut. And,
oh, and a lot of people probably.
Actually, it's better if you've never done this before.
Right.
We'll get more money out of you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're looking for something alternative. You know, the world seems kind of unsure right now, and they're looking for some kind of peace about their lives.
Oh, only so a local newscaster could bumble the interview with the bullshitty psychic. People are so. It's he's saying things that anybody could come up with. You know, people are so unsure oh, right man. Now. They're looking for some surety, some sureness, some sure.
I'm feeling
help me
sure.
out here, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting a message from the heavens. My dad doesn't want people leaving cigarette butts on the backyard. The deck is VIP. My dad will be cooking burgers. My dad will be cooking vegan squirrel burgers.
Yes, yes.
A lot of people
I was thinking
looking for
was
answers,
vegan.
And yeah. hopefully we can point them in the right direction or at least have the tools there to so that they.
Hopefully we can point them in the right direction, but I mean, some direction. Maybe the wrong one, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
Probably the right one.
I should have practiced.
See or find what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And if you've watched the morning news long enough, you know I'm pretty much game for about anything. So
well.
If you watch this station long enough, you know that they call me Loose Legs Lucy, and I am ready to rock. I've been on the stripper pole. I've literally demonstrated dildos on air.
I'm game for just about everything.
When a viewer wrote in and said, should I marry the up the butt girl? I did it up the butt. I went deep undercover. Investigative journalism at its finest. You see Bob the weatherman? Sucked his dick. I'm ready for anything.
Oh my God.
And if you think I'm ready for anything, you should talk to Bob. Bob sucked Joe's dick.
Maybe I'd ask you if you can help me. Just tell me something about what you see in my future.
Okay, just give me let me check.
Just give me 20 to 30 seconds to look on the internet. Let me check my psychic handbook real quick.
Go to sleep tonight.
Yes, I see you driving home from the station.
Sleeping.
Be careful. There's an accident right around the corner. Drive carefully. Like you could make of anything.
I know.
You could make of anything.
I know.
Bring an umbrella this week. It's bound to rain. I just saw. Wear the white panties. Trust me on this one. Certain disaster if you wear those red panties on Tuesday.
Take a deep breath here and okay. We'll see what comes up.
He didn't even claim himself to be a psychic.
No, he didn't.
He's yeah. Like, okay, I'm on the spot. He's hold like, on. Yep. Let's take a deep breath here.
This is what, in his head, is like, this is what big festival producers do. They do what's necessary.
It's made for this moment.
We're going to double attendees this year with this TV appearance from 25 to 50. Fuck you, Aunt Lucy. You said I'd never amount to anything. I'm a big-time moon festival producer. And psychic, apparently, now, too. Let me take a deep breath and figure out what bullshit I can come up with. Let's see what comes up. He literally looks like he's about to pass out. He's like,
I will say this. You need to learn to relax a little bit better.
Is this a therapy session? What happened?
Couldn't everybody learn to relax? I mean, that is the most general statement
ever.
Oh,
my God. Dude.
Let me tell you about how to get along with your life.
Yes.
Relax. Relax a little bit better.
I feel like you need to eat a little healthier.
Yes.
Get a little bit more exercise.
Blueberries.
Blueberries. Stop stressing so much. Slow down on the driving. You're going a little too fast. Don't look at your watch so much. Get off your phone. TV is the enemy. Read a book every once in a while. Pray for the children in Africa. I mean, what? It's like, that's not clairvoyance. That's annoyance. That's what that is.
Okay, that's true. Very true.
That's
you're
true.
A lot of stress. Well, I do see that.
Wow, you nailed it, Bob. Come on down to that festival. This is amazing shit.
He just told me to relax
he
more.
He told me to relax, and you know what? I feel really tense right now. Because I'm 40 and I'm still working in Sheboygan. When's that ABC Nightly News going to call? A
couple of trips, but they're kind of... they're not what I call the normal I'm going to go here type of trip. It's going to be like you're going to make a...
You're going to... It's like going to be like Amsterdam. You're going to have sex with some prostitutes. It's like it's like a different kind of trip. You know what I'm saying? Can I come with you?
Trip to the beach, but then I see like a trip west and then circling back around.
A trip to the beach, then out west and circle back around.
Have you ever heard of MapQuest? It's fantastic. All the kids are using it. I see a trip where you're going to go north and or south, possibly east and west. Yes. Just I just see a trip.
And then come home.
Yeah, it's the beach, but maybe not. It could be the mountains. I don't know. Listen, I'm not a miracle worker. I'm just seeing this vacation. Yeah, I'm seeing a trip. I've seen a trip to hedonism in Jamaica where you're going to find your next husband. I don't know. I see the lawnmower guys are here to bother Brian and Chrissy's recording.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
I see that actually happen a couple times this year, but it's both for business and pleasure.
It's both.
Yeah.
Both business and
both
pleasure.
Both business and pleasure.
And or
you're
one of the other.
You're going to have a couple of opportunities that's going to be presenting them to you to expand your horizons a little bit, both personally. I don't know if you've been thinking about taking more classes or even on crafts or something like that, but I do see something of a learning.
Just a class, any kind of class. Have you ever thought about taking a class?
You're a woman. You're probably doing some crafts or something like that. I don't know. What do you want from me? I'm the only gay man in Sheboygan. I don't know. He is literally shooting in the dark. I love this guy.
I know.
Thing. Mm-hmm. But also really getting more involved with the community, even though I understand that's something that you do quite a bit already.
I think I want you to talk more with the community.
You're huge in the community, and keep on with that.
Yeah. Keep on doing that television thing you're up to. I hear the community really loves you. You're doing great things.
It's taking on a more personal level with you, and that's going to go real far with you and also reinforce your connection with the station here a lot better.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Nothing really bad, so you're okay for a while.
You're okay for a while. Nothing really bad till next Tuesday, so you're good for a minute. Meanwhile, he really does have clairvoyance, and what he sees is she's walking out of the station and gets hit by a dumbbell and dies. Yeah. He's like,
okay for a while.
This is uncomfortable.
Wow, so this is good for how long? The next year?
This is going to be pretty an uneventful year as far as bad stuff goes.
Good, because, you know, we have a lot of elderly family members and things like that, and, it, you know, some sickly, and, you know, I worry about that. Of course, I worry about my children, too, but you're saying I worry too much. I need to relax.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. You're a bitch, Janice. Everybody
stressing everybody out.
Yeah, everybody hates this channel because of you. I mean, that's just the sense I get from talking with other community members. So keep on reaching out to that community. I know, I've got a lot of sick and dead family members. I don't know. You remember Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when the three old people were stuck in the bed?
Yes.
The four old people stuck in the bed in the corner? When she said that, just a picture came to my mind of four old people laying in her kitchen waiting to die.
Your children, they're fine. Older members of the family, there's two in particular that are really close to you. They've been having some serious health issues. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but I do feel like they're going to actually make a major improvement and get a second chance at life.
Oh, that's great. One of them's got pancreatic cancer.
It's going to get worse before it maybe gets better.
Listen, this is called, I think they call this netting. It's where the psychic will throw out a big net. And then as the person responds, they'll dig in. They'll dig into the bullshit, right? And so you just saw just then, he just dug into the bullshit.
Uh-huh.
He was like two family members. That's taking a big risk.
Because she's giving up information
she
about
said multiple
the
family members. Uh-huh. That's right. And now he's saying they're going to be fine. You know,
there's at least two.
Yeah, there's at least two. I think I could take a chance on two. In his head, he's like, two? Yeah, that sounds good. Go with two, Bob. Like, hear his brain, like his bullshit meter. Go with two, Bob.
Or a third, actually.
Well, one of them certainly. I mean, he's 96 years old, so, you know, I'm sure that, that's wonderful. Good news then for me. I appreciate it.
Great, he's going to get a second chance at life at 96.
Perfect.
I feel like he's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, but he's going to get a second chance at life. These old elderly people. Ah, one's 103. He's fine for like a decade. He's good. He's going to be dancing like Gene Kelly pretty soon. Don't you worry about him. I saw it in my brain.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. So if you'd like to learn further information, this is going to be at the Tom Bevel Center at UA Huntsville. This is coming up tomorrow from 10 to 7 and Sunday from 10 to 6, $5 per day.
Wow. That's pretty cheap, actually.
Well, this was.
You know what we need to do? I need to hunt this guy down. I need to find this guy.
Yes.
Find out what he's doing
what
now.
What is he doing now?
Yeah. And if he's still doing the psychic stuff, I need to see if he'll be willing to come on the commercial break and do some psychic stuff with us. I'll have fun with it. I won't be a dick.
Just
I promise.
Google the New Earth Holistic Festival and see if it's still running.
That's it.
It's still touring.
Well, I'm going to see, you know, now we know where it is and now we know when it was.
Right.
So what we'll do is we'll just see if we can get to the bottom of who was there. that's for sure. Okay. So, my lawn care people are here to ruin the recording of the commercial break, but that's the end of the show. Anyway, I wanted to get to Teresa Caputo.
Yes.
What do you say we do another one?
I think we should.
Okay, let's do another one. Tune in next episode. We're going to get to a great Teresa Caputo video from Anderson Cooper. It's a pretty famous video, but it's classic. The basically, the crowd kind of revolts. They're all like, you're full of shit.
Brian, wait. Hold on. I just had something come to me.
Yep.
I see the ending of the show.
Ah! How did you know?
Because I get along well with my life.
You should be a meteorologist.
My life and I are cool.
$5 per day in my dad's backyard. $10 if you want the hot dogs.
We definitely need to find that guy.
Oh, my God. We're going to find that guy. Okay.
Yes.
Here's how you find us. Go to tcbpodcast.com. More information about the show. Listen to all the audio. Watch all the video. You can connect with us on the socials. Send us an email. Get your free sticker. It's that easy. Go to the website, tcbpodcast.com, at the commercial break on Instagram for content you can't find anywhere else, clips every single day of the week, or go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for clips every single day of the week. The In the Studio series, which only happens on YouTube. This week, we've got a Motley Crue video up there, so you want to check that out. We're kind of reviewing some Vince Neil footage, which is more than fascinating.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm getting something. Vince Neil is soon going to be fat and drunk.
Yep.
And cannot sing. Oh, wait, that's always the way he was. That's right. And we want to thank you very much for listening. Please rate and review us on your favorite podcast player. It really helps the show, puts us on the charts, allows new people to listen to us. That makes our sponsors happy, and then we get to do more content for you for free. To my Ukrainian brethren, we love you. Hang in there. I know it's a total shit show, and I don't have clairvoyance, so I can't tell you if or when it's going to get better, but at least our spirits are with you. And to my friends in Moscow downloading the show, and I see you in Russia downloading the show, you don't even have CNN anymore, but believe me, what's going on in the Ukraine is mass murder. Stand up, revolt, yeah. Hit the streets. We know you're not in on this, you're fucking psychopathic president. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say that, maybe they'll bomb us.
This specific location?
No, I don't think they'd even bother. I mean, what are they going to do? It's got 3 listeners. What do I give a shit? Okay, until next time, my friends, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say.
Bye.